airline
vibe music. Chickens down, vibes up. Roscoe?
How about it?
How about it? What's going on?
I'm out in Austin, Texas. Actually, I'm outside.
Please say you're poolside.
What?
Please say you're poolside.
I'm not poolside, but I'm looking at a stream. I'm in Joe Ely's studio house.
Oh, yeah? Tell him we're playing an interview with somebody he went to high school with in a few minutes.
Who is that? Oh, the Ledge?
Yeah.
Well, they're out there. They went to the other house. It's kind of a cool setup. It's only a few miles down the road from Willie's place that the IRS got.
Oh, bummer. The 9-hour Willie?
Yeah, you know, I was looking through the pocket in my gig bag, and there was a golf glove there. I was thinking about hitting the links, and Joe said that Willie had a 9-hole golf course on his spread until the
IRS came and took the holes away. I bet Willie had a cool golf cart.
You bet. I think it was a diesel and 12-passenger sleeps 12.
So how is South by Southwest?
South by Southwest is pretty cool. You know, a lot of schmoozing, a lot of the same people. I mean, I should have got on one of these panels so I could shoot my mouth off a little bit. I'm kind of tired of listening to Hulsapple and Stamey. And Dan Baird, he's kind of had a couple funny stories, but I really could have torn those guys up.
Well, you and Baird could have been on the Gap Tooth panel.
Yeah, but those panels, they last too long. I mean, I would have, with the beer thing going, I would have had to get up and leave a couple times during each one.
They don't let you order drinks if you're on a panel?
No, I mean, I'd have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Unless there was some kind of, you know, extreme booze mop situation going on.
Yeah.
The Swim Fest doesn't really work for the booze mop.
No, it doesn't. Just ask Tommy Lasorda.
Straight into the Slim Fast.
Yeah, I thought that the, you know, maybe the fiber in the Slim Fast would, you know, plump up with a few buds on it, but obviously not. You know, it's supposed to, you know, calm your urge of hunger.
Uh huh.
I did see Lori S.
Oh, what's she wearing?
Well, I didn't see her today because she's obviously not out at Joe Ely's house. But I saw her, and she was wearing, you know, jeans, exposed midriff, a pair of Stewarts, you know, the huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her my red-faced my red-faced point of view on her
boyfriend's
friend
fan
from last week.
Yes.
Who interrupted my vibe report before I could even get to the part where I wasn't after our good friend Eric Asimov, but his limp rod editors.
Thanks for clarifying that, Roscoe.
Well, I could have done it last week if the bonehead hadn't jumped in and started insulting my mother. As I've told everyone else, the guy can either apologize to me on his knees, or he can choose from door number one or door number two. Door number one contains a broken nose. Door number two contains a broken rib.
Excellent.
So,
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. It wasn't the first time he interrupted, actually. He kept running in here screaming and then running back downstairs where we couldn't get at him.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like they used to let you off, you know, if you killed somebody in a car and you went, sorry, I was drunk. But it just doesn't work anymore.
No. Well, I think in Roy's case, sorry, I was caffeinated.
Yeah, well, me too, and I was able to, withstand the interruption without dragging his mother into it.
I don't think we're going to get any odds on the fight. You know, I mean, like, right now it's 50-1, Roscoe. You can't get any money on the Roscoe in a lot of ways.
That's one of those things where, you know, like, you know, you have,
hey,
like,
you got to do what you got to do. We're not telling you not to punch him.
You got it. I mean, like,
it's
sort of like
the
Stoney thing. You know, you shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have done it. If you didn't do it, then you wouldn't have the broken nose or the broken rib. The broken rib I was kind of leaning towards because
it's so
I just
easy
didn't
to
want
do.
To get any blood on my own shirt or anything, you know?
Well, I would say the broken rib.
But it's no big deal. You know, I'll take care of it. You guys just point me out to the guy, and he can either apologize or submit to punishment.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on the vibe?
What are you eating down there?
What am I eating?
Slim Fast and beer. Right?
I've been doing Slim Fast and beer, and they have a couple light things on the menu, like a chicken, grilled chicken breast pita. But I did blow the whole thing with really excellent breakfast taco this morning. Chorizo, egg, and bean. That was really good.
You getting any barbecue down there?
Yeah, we're fixing to, Joe had a really good recipe for some barbecued cat, so...
Cat? Can I send mine down?
Yeah, send it down. You can use another cat, right?
It's a really fat one.
The barbecued cat is a hit.
So how do you marinate it first?
You do marinate it first, right?
We're on the speakerphone.
No, great.
We're on the pool
phone. Yeah, a little 1040, you know, to give it that smoked effect, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the vibe. I think I'll be back sometime next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Texas thing is kind of cool. I've been hitting some meetings.
Texas is a state of mind.
Yeah, you know, I did...
Just like down schizophrenia.
Some great insults, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
To some guys, some producers that I thought stunk, and then, you know, so I told how much, you know, they did a rotten job on this certain record, and then both guys made me feel really bad by telling me how much they liked my record.
Hmm.
You know, but it's the SCO thing.
Yeah, it is.
Fire away and fall back. I think that describes it best.
Yeah, kind of.
Shattergun approach.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. It's good. Just, but, you know, those guys are from Boston, so...
The shotgun mind.
Let's see.
You seen Lou at all?
What?
You seen Lou?
Oh, yeah,
speaking
Lou.
Producers
the Skeletons gig was great. Really great. Well attended.
Oh, they played?
Oh, yeah. They played great. And I was about to get up there, and then they had to stop. But I did a little jam hog last night with... Dash Riprock.
Cool. How's Billy Davis, man?
He's doing good. You know, they were doing, for the encore, they do this song that they've covered of some other band down there called Pussy Whipped, and I knew how that one goes. So I hopped up there and took the guitar and, you know, did some, I punished it. It's nice. He's got a good thing going now with the twin and a Marshall.
Yeah, but you know, you grab one of Billy's guitars and you discover that he plays nines, and it's just like, you know, it's like putting your hands in linguine.
Well, yeah, I finessed it, you know.
Cool.
I knew that
I'm incapable of any finesse whatsoever.
Hey, what kind of finger ease you like? Ah, shut up. Save it for dinner, huh?
Oh, yeah, sorry about the gearhead thing.
Yeah, I started it.
So, I don't mind the gearhead thing, but when it gets to string gauges, I draw the line.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Boy, this is a nice place out here, though. I'm telling you.
You see anything?
Hey, look in his closets.
Yeah, really? Why? What am
Where
I looking
keep,
for?
Keep I don't know. Leather suit.
Just check the closets. It'll tell us what's in there.
Okay. Got a pool table.
Wow.
That's good.
Any suspicious stains on it?
On the pool table?
Yeah.
I can't see it from here. But I will check.
Do.
So, I guess that's the vibe report, you know.
Well, thank you, Roscoe.
What else is... Oh, I'm going to go see Mojo tonight, and I'll be doing some jam hog there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to jam every night since I came down here. Everyone keeps asking me what I'm doing, you know. What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to buy me a drink, actually. What are you doing?
Right. I had such a good time last year that I thought I'd come down. I saw Chris Morris. He bought me a couple more drinks.
Mm-hmm. And a new cowboy hat?
No, it was his hat.
Oh,
I wrecked his
right,
hat.
Right.
But I never, you know, he wanted me to buy him another drink, too, and I just said, well, you know, you're still in the debit column, so.
WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Oh, legal ID.
Yeah.
91.1.
FM.
Jones. Home. Angel Heart. Uh-oh. Okay, well,
He's in the closet, I guess.
I guess they're in the closet. I'm gonna get back to, we got it, that rotisserie, the plug came off and the cat is sitting there, it's not turning anymore. So, I'll check y'all next week.
Okay, Rasco, walk across Texas.
How about it?
Greetings.
Oh, the vibe report from Joe Ely's house.
Mm-hmm.